Thank you. Thank you. And for our people, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jeez. And did you start a live?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. we're live, and you're listening to Live at 27. In the studio with me today, I got Gary, Allie.
That's me.
And radio.
Radio on the radio.
Radio is on the radio. He is, I don't know, he doesn't seem to super be enjoying it. Are you?
It looks like he's gonna fall asleep again.
You need to have more energy, man. Like, chill. Okay. Anyways, so as per usual, at the beginning of my show, I give you guys an update on my dating life. So if I could get a round of applause for that. Thank you. People on live can't hear it, so can you clap?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Are you distracted by your phone?
No, I was actually going to go on to the live stream as well so I could see questions.
Yeah, definitely. So just before I get started, because I just want to have an update or so we can get some questions rolling in. We're here today to give you, dating advice, relationship advice, life advice, if that's what you need. We are here to make sure that you don't get any good advice today.
Just the worst.
The worst.
The worst advice. You ever gotten advice and, it just, instantly you know that's bad advice.
It's like when you're on a date and a guy's like, let's go to King House Buffet.
It's like when you're with a problem dude and you're like, you can fix him, honey.
Yep.
You can do it.
And that's what we plan to do, is we plan to tell you that you can fix him.
You can't fix him.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no repairing this.
So, if you guys want to start dropping your questions, we already have some that people messaged us. And so, but you're more than welcome to comment any relationship questions that you have. Also, if you guys have a name for our group tonight, that would be cool. Because, the Saboteurs.
Saboteur.
I like that.
Because there's three of us.
Saboteur.
All right, so we are the Saboteur.
I would like for you to give us a name, but we just named ourselves.
But we just named it, so actually, never mind. Yeah. I forgot that I'm actually really clever.
I forget that, too.
Right? And I actually...
You don't give yourself enough credit.
Yeah. I forgot I had a dog in my lap. So, anyways, dating life update. So, basically, we're just going to give you a weekend update. I decided that this weekend would be a great weekend to experiment with...
say the least.
With, things.
Extracurricular activities.
Yeah, I can't super say because it may or may not be illegal. We don't know. Anyways, while I was doing dabbling in the extracurriculars, I saw the singer, as everything's really a blur, of Hawthorne Heights jump off stage and do a stage dive. And I was, really in my element at that concert. For more reasons than one, but three different extracurricular activities. But I was also feeling like I was just, 15 again. And I've never stage dived. And so, radio.
I think you're boring him. Come here.
No, let him chill, man. That's what he wants to do.
All right.
So I I've never stage dived, and I was just in my element, and I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stage dive. And so I turned to my friend, Michaela. Right?
Yep.
Is it Michaela S?
Yes.
Yeah. Machalk.
So I turned to her. And I was like, hold my purse, and I put my hair up, and then I was like, help me up there. Oh!
Oh!
That was a good save.
Nice catch, Bob.
Ooh.
Nice catch.
Radio. If you're on the radio, you can't fall off the table. If my mom's watching, she's going to be.
She is. Oh. Hi, Mom.
Is she mad?
She didn't see him fall.
Well, then let's not. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, so I put my hair up, and I was like, help me up there. And she did. So shout out to Michaela. And then I got up there, and I stage dived. And my boy Eric saved me, he said. I don't know, okay, because I've never done it. Pretty sure I didn't do it right. I know that I didn't fall. I know that people caught me, but I also know that I, like, there wasn't that many people. So it was like a very quick... It was like a very just quick stage dive.
Oh.
You know, I was like,
yeah.
Ugh! My neck is still extremely stiff. I assume that's from the stage dive.
Were you headbanging?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is.
It could have been from other activities later that night.
I did just a lot of... Whatever. So anyway, so I stage dived, and it was really cool. And then I get put down nicely, and the guy who puts me down, I just boom, and I started a mosh pit.
Oh,
just started this huge
solid
mosh pit. I don't know.
Yeah,
I got.
Sounds to me like you just started a fight with a random guy at a concert.
I think that's the definition of a mosh pit.
I don't think so.
Either way, I got manhandled.
Mosh pits are normally more than two people.
No, it was like. That's
I know, I know, I know.
We're teasing.
Okay, well, you guys, I'm still like really embarrassed that I did it. I am. I'm super embarrassed. I woke up the
next
day.
So embarrassed that you're telling everyone on the radio.
I have to. I made that vow, I think, my first show. Like,
for real.
Like, no matter what.
Brutal honesty about your,
yeah.
About your life.
No veil.
Yep. I'm like, you guys are going to hear it all. And then it got... I don't want to get into too much detail, but I called the drummer of Hawthorne Heights a dick. So... Because he was being a dick. You can say that.
Dick?
Yeah, but you can't talk about your thing... reference
my Richard,
but you can call someone a dick.
Okay,
but you can't talk about
what did you call it? Your Richie?
Richard. Yeah,
dick, I get it.
Is a surname Richard.
Oh my gosh, someone made a funny joke. He who shall not be named, because I hate him. But he said, "What's up? My name's Richard. It's long for dick."
Ha!
And I died. I thought it was so funny.
Straight up like a dad joke, but, you know, like a dad at a strip club.
Yeah. Exactly. Of course you're wearing that hat today, too. It's
yeah.
Fine. It's fine.
I wore it to work out.
You worked out?
Yeah.
I could tell. I was wondering.
I brought a change of clothes, but then I thought it'd be awkward to change my clothes.
That's not awkward. Mm. Oh. This is awkward.
Nah, that's sweet.
Radio. Talk.
Radio
science. All right, so basically I ended up hanging out with a lot of beautiful men over the weekend. I am friend zoned by all of them, which is fine because I already decided last week that I was done dating. But just being in the presence of really attractive men is really cool. So
I agree.
Yeah, I'm a photographer. Like, I totally agree.
So that's basically the update, is I'm single, I got a dog.
Mama's saying hi to Radio, by the way.
Oh.
She says, hello, Radio.
Sup, ma?
Grandma's saying hi, little nug. Oh, you're so tired.
Why? You didn't even do anything today.
Sounds like me.
Hello?
I think he wants to come to Auntie. I'm just kidding. He can stay over there.
He already likes you more than me.
Well.
You're terrible. Okay, anyways, so that's the update. Hung out with a lot of hot dudes. Shout out to the hot dudes. Who are all the hot dudes? Trevor, Adam, Blaze. All hot dudes. All hot names.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out this weekend. You all are beautiful, and I will think about all of you. while I do things. I'll put my dog in the other room, and then I'll hang out with Lord Voldemort.
Nice.
I feel like I just went a little too far.
Nah.
Just a little bit.
Nah.
Just a little bit. Okay, so we are here to answer questions. Why don't I have the air horn yet? Gosh, why do I keep doing this? Air horn. Are we getting any questions on the live?
Not yet.
No, because of course not. Because y'all are babies. What's this?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I can only picture Terry Crews right now.
What is this?
I know, I feel bad for the Facebook Live people because they can't hear all the sound effects.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're like, man, there's some light.
I kind of want to like put my headphone up to the speaker.
Okay. That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
Wow.
Save that one.
Yeah. I'm definitely, that's not what I was looking for, but I am happy I found it. All right, so, Gary, do you want a DJ name?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have one yet or no?
Let me think of one.
Yeah, you can think of it.
Let me think of one. It's going to be something to do with Gare Bear or Bears or, you know, something of that sort.
Allie probably should come up with one, too, by now. She comes on here enough. She definitely can have a radio name.
Hmm.
You know what, Gary? I just realized I never made you do a radio voice.
Define radio voice.
Hello! I'm Katie J. and you are listening to The Best One Is The Moon! I'm really trying to find it. It's just a song. Okay, anyways, radio voice, go.
Man, you're really putting me on that spot.
Yeah, that's...
What's up, Fargo? It is your host, DJ That Guy. I'm out on the radio with all of the snacks and the diabetes-inducing sweetness. And we're going to answer your questions as terrible as possible. Nice. It's an emergency. Get rid of me. That's the hospital. They are going to bring me my EpiPen.
Guys, I'm trying so hard to find an air horn. I don't understand.
Yeah, because that's not an air horn. That's like an air raid
What's
horn.
It called?
No, that's like a fire horn. Yeah.
What's it called? Would it be like a DJ?
Can you type that in? Okay, Google.
Is Zach listening?
What about foghorn? Somebody said foghorn.
Foghorn?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Miss Chelsea. Good job, Miss Chelsea. That was a good idea.
Okay, hold up.
Kylie says, let's get ready to rumble.
When I asked Kylie to do her radio voice, she just froze. It was like, let's get ready to rumble. I don't know. And I was like, we are not. I'm sure there's probably about to be a swear word. I'm going to keep looking for it. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start with questions. So, You know, it doesn't always have to just be on me and radio, by the way. Mm. You can, like, put it over there.
I have been.
You can put it on you.
Or not.
She doesn't want to lose people by pointing it at me.
I probably only have, like, 7 people again because...
No, you actually have a decent chunk right now.
Yeah, we were up to 17 at one point.
Yeah.
And then we lost them.
Yep, because she pointed it at me.
Probably the numbers are slowly decreasing. Go back to Katie and radio. Radio, wake up. Everyone came to see you.
That dog is me on Thanksgiving.
Okay, so anyways, I'm going to keep looking for the sound effects.
All right, I'm going to read the first question then.
Yep.
All right, this is a question from Gassed Out Guy. He asked, my girlfriend farted in bed. Should I break up with her? My answer, hey, it's fitting. It's fitting to the question.
For those of you who couldn't hear the sound effect, it was just a foghorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Probably gonna have to keep that too. So the girlfriend farted in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to know if he should break up with her.
Absolutely. Yeah, my answer okay. is assert dominance and just flat out poop in the bed.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I think that is an option, which is great advice. My second thing of advice would be to get a mason jar.
Ooh. Are we going to go, like, the aged wine route?
And I want you to fart in it for a week straight. So every time, until you feel it's nice and full, then I want you to let it sit probably just, like, 47 hours, I think, is the preferred...
During a full moon.
Yeah, during a full moon, 100%. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Almost forgot that. And then when you both are in bed, I want you to whip the covers over your guys' self, right? Release said mason jar, get out, and keep her in it. And then...
So you're telling him to basically Dutch oven her.
But that's like more than a Dutch. I feel like we need a new name for what that is.
Yeah, for real.
It's like an atomic bomb.
That's more like an American oven.
That, yeah.
It's like 8 times bigger than a Dutch oven. Yeah.
I like that. Too.
And dude, you won't even have to break up with her. She'll break up with you.
Oh, yeah. She might be dead.
Yeah, really. She's just dead at that point. So
yeah.
Who really cares?
Yeah. So I vote for solid gas on her, and you vote for, like, seriously, a well-thought-out 18-day plan.
Yeah.
47-hour plan. Or wait, how long were you saving? I get it.
Yeah.
And then the 47 hours.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for, what was the guy's name?
His name was Gassed Out Guy.
Gassed Out Guy. Honestly, I really like the mason jar idea. I think mason that's jar? A solid.
Yeah.
I feel like the mason jar where you buy it is super important because it can't be an arts and crafts mason jar.
Okay. No, it's got to be like a heavy duty one from Menards.
Yeah.
Or like for Fleet Farm. For full-size
pickles.
Mm-hmm.
So, how big of a mason jar are we talking?
1 liter. 1 liter mason jar. Yeah. Because then after you clean out all the gas, you can make iced tea in it.
Can you stop, dude?
Radio.
His head's about to make full contact. Just pass out.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, obviously my dog. Listeners, do you have any advice for Gassed Out Guy?
Evan Rude says, Dutch oven the chica next time.
All right. So we got 2 Dutch ovens, 1 American. Yeah. No, you said poop.
Yeah, I just say just hard gas. Bed. Just solid gas.
Poop.
Poop.
Poop the bed.
Poop the bed.
Just poop it.
Yeah. She'll never do it again.
Poop it.
Because she might not ever come back.
Craig says, bring it right back to her and both laugh about it.
Okay. I like that. All right, next question. We'll go ahead with the next question.
Okay, this one's a bit more in-depth, a little more serious.
Uh-oh.
This is from Mashed Potatoes.
Yeah.
Says, how can I get my husband to be more gentle with my breast? We have been married for 2 years, together for 4. He's very energetic. And he likes to grab and squeeze me. I prefer him to be gentle, but soft caress is kissing. He just doesn't get the idea. He prefers to pinch and mash them. Please help. Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like this. How does one get him to stop being... Oh, you woke up once you heard boobs?
Solid. Nice.
So basically, she just wants him to be gentle with her boobs.
Yeah.
And how do we help her have him be gentle?
Well, we have to give her the best terrible advice we can think of.
Okay.
I'm thinking she's going to have to get about, let's say, like 8 yards of bubble wrap and wrap it around herself so that he can't get such direct, heavy contact with her.
Okay. I like that.
My idea is like the Madonna Coney boob bra.
Ooh.
But wear it during sexy time, and then if that doesn't send the message loud and clear.
I'm going to take yours.
Yeah.
I'm going to one-up it.
Nice. Yes.
Machetes.
Machete bra? Or just, you're just like,
like Edward's, top. Like Edward Scissorhands?
Just dual wielding.
But like Edward Tit Hand. What?
Edward Machete.
I'm saying the machetes on the boobs.
Oh, okay. Duct tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we don't gotta spend a lot of money on this. You don't have to spend a lot of money on this. If you want him to be nice to your boobs, just duct tape some machetes and see kind of what happens. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I want to combine all three. I want bubble wrap mm-hmm. with the Madonna boob bra and
machetes
just in both hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a sign that says like
bruh.
Yep.
Lay off.
Just bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. I like that.
Ooh, someone in the chat says a safe word.
Kylie Franzoni.
A safe word?
A safe word.
Seems like good advice.
See, but the safe word has to be bad advice. The safe word should be keep going.
Yes. Yes. I like that. Don't stop.
Perfect.
Rougher.
Yes.
Rougher, yes. But spelt wrong. Ruff, because...
Oh, shout out to radio.
Yeah. Maybe watch hardcore porn.
Wait.
Bondage.
It's gonna make it work. Like,
I feel like that'll make it. I feel like that'll excite him more.
Yeah, it's called bad advice.
Bad advice.
Okay.
We are the saboteurs.
Saboteur.
So, watch hardcore porn and hold machetes.
Hold machetes.
Madonna bra. Bubble wrap.
And a sign that says bruh.
Put bubble wrap around his thingy.
Oh, there you go. Then he'll never have sexy time again.
That's perfect.
Yeah, and then you could just square junk him and, you know.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, just slam his thingy in a car door.
Perfect. Yeah, then he'll know what rough and twist and mashed potatoes are.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me shiver a little bit. Oh.
So I hope she has a car door in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Get true. A car door for your bedroom.
Or you could just use your closet door.
I want the car door.
Okay.
From a 2004 Mazda Miata.
Oh, I was thinking Pontiac Grand Prix.
Ooh, Pontiac Grand Am.
Oh, yep, yeah. Yep, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I want it maroon, but like that.
The
like,
two-door one.
Rust. With sun damage. Mm. Yeah.
Lots of rust.
And then I want a radiator key on it.
Okay. So we're getting into, hardcore porn. That's probably the answer.
All right, moving on. Do we have any questions? Does anyone need advice?
Nothing too personal.
Okay.
Everyone's given a whole lot of advice.
That's cool.
But nobody wants it.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready for another question, or did...
Yeah. You can, yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. I can't find the stupid air hole.
Wah, 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 wah. Duh, 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 duh. And we're back at it. This is from Worried Mommy-O.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It says, I'm concerned that my son has a secret girlfriend. My 17-year-old son has been very secretive with me lately, stopped going to church with the family, and tonight when I was going through his room, I found a magazine with naked men in it. He obviously has a girlfriend, and when she was over, she left the magazine behind. I'm worried that he's going to get her pregnant behind my back. What should I do about this?
He had a naked man magazine?
Yeah, but it was hers. She left it behind. He's sneaking a girlfriend.
And his girlfriend looks at naked male porn.
Yeah. In his room.
I think... this is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
So we just want to make sure that we're trying to give her advice on how to not get... she doesn't want the son to get her pregnant.
Yeah. Which I honestly... Can we air that?
We just did.
So, I feel like he's definitely going to get her pregnant.
Take away all of his condoms in his bedside drawer.
Yeah.
That's my best advice.
Mike Pence. That's it.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
He was the head of, he paid for a lot of gay conversion camps.
Ooh, okay.
He is an a-hole.
I think that if you don't want your son to get a woman pregnant, it's pretty simple. You need to first explain to him to just put it in the butt. Always just the butt. And don't pull out no matter what you do.
Well, from the sounds of things, that might be his issue already.
See, yeah, he make sure he hangs out with his bros a lot, all the time. Let him have sleepovers.
Yep.
Close the door.
Lots of sleepovers with all of his buddies. Yeah. That's a good one.
Make him just, like, hang out with men more.
Yes.
Like, if he wants to hang out with a girl, just, like, get him away from the girl and just like, hang out with men of all ages.
Make him hang out at the YMCA male shower locker room. And that will, so much testosterone will enter his being that...
He'll want to take a break from women for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what I believe I'm understanding.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Solid.
Just,
Why do I keep saying solid?
I don't know.
I can't stop.
Well, what else do you say?
Neato. That's pretty neato.
Yeah, just stick with solid, dude. If anyone can find me the sound effect, bah, 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 bah,
spelt out that way.
Somebody actually sent you a Facebook link to your messenger.
Okay. Is it?
It says the sound effect you're looking for.
Here, let me see if I can open it.
It was a link on your actual. You should be able to look it up even on your, on the live feed.
I thought, because someone also sent a YouTube.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay. Won't let me click it.
Well, I kind of wanted Spotify, but.
It won't let me click it. Dang it, Ricky.
Ricky! Jesus, Ricky. I like that foghorn that you had earlier.
Because it just was so not fitting. Whoa, this is D-Day depression.
Depression?
Depression? I found scary sound effects, and I'm having kind of fun with that. Like,
that's just bubbles.
Save it for Halloween.
Knife plunges through flesh.
That didn't sound... It sounded like somebody was cutting a piece of paper with the scissors.
Gunshot. That was...
That sounded like the fireworks.
It sounded like a fire. Oh, you're out of time.
Oh, like an egg. Is that like an egg timer?
Yeah.
It just says clock ticking.
Because you're out of time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Which is also terrifying.
All right. Well, fine. I don't think we're going to... We're not going to find it.
Especially on scary sounds.
Fine. I just don't understand. Radio is no help today.
Radio.
Also, quick shout out real quick. My dad's benefit is August 22nd. Doors at 8. Music at 8:30. We have Windsor Diets, Trans Monolith,
heard you had Jinzonia.
Got that guy.
That dude is amazing.
I got Duro. I got Bluesy North. I got Sonus Nexus.
It's a mixed bill and a half.
Yeah. So come hang out. High five me and my dad.
Billiam.
So that'll be cool. I'm going to see what this is. This is not what I'm looking for. That is so annoying.
Which sounds exactly like good dating advice.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Is he awake?
Kind of. You shed. Gross. Gonna return you.
But to the wrong store.
Gary's wife wants you.
I'll take him. Auntie wants you.
You can go home. Do we have any more questions?
Oh, of course. This is from HobbitFan87.
HobbitFan87!
How do I get a boyfriend? I'm 20, female, very awkward, kind of ugly and short.
I think...
My best advice is change yourself.
I think that you
That's good advice. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that you should just find someone who's like... really, really ugly and desperate.
Ooh.
And just like put your mouth on his mouth and then see where your mouths lead.
Or else.
Show people your beehole. Just.
Yeah, I would join AshleyMadison.com.
Ooh. Yeah, because if you're going to cheat on your wife, it might as well be with someone who is very awkward, kind of ugly
and
short.
Hey, she's desperate, though. Yeah,
she'll do some crazy things.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just exactly change everything about you, find someone desperate.
Get tall, be less awkward.
Yeah, get some skills even. How about that?
Can you just, like, get a personality and, like, don't call us again?
Yeah, but that's starting to sound like good advice. Work on your personality, honey. Just be a really great person.
Never change.
Never change.
And show everyone your beehole.
Yeah.
Show everyone your beehole.
Show everyone your beehole.
Just do her take
you. Yeah. Because someone's going to Google that.
100%.
Yeah, they're going to Google a short girl's beehole.
Short, fat, awkward girl.
But to be honest, you should be Binging for your pornography, not Google. Come on.
Is that bad advice?
No, that's great advice. Google for betterment self, Bing for betterment of health. Health being masturbating.
Can you say that?
Well, he just did.
What other word? I'm pretty sure if I said it the wrong way. Like, you totally can say masturbating.
I mean, we've done it twice.
Yeah, so I'll keep saying it.
The FCC won't let me be your
well, let me be me.
So let me see. They try to shut me down
on MTV because
it feels so empty without me.
That was so white. I almost said the F word.
You can't say that.
I can say F word.
No,
I just can't say the F word.
Yeah.
But technically, I just said the F word, so we're getting confusing.
We're just here to ride the line so we don't get fined.
Everyone on the Facebook feed's giving really good advice. I don't think they realize that we're meaning to give terrible advice.
Yeah. You can get good advice from anywhere.
You can get good advice from everyone.
The fun thing about interacting with the show is they get to hear their advice on live radio. So you have to read off at least a few of them. Whether it's good or not, we can just make fun of them. But that's the fun of the interaction.
I like the whole safe word. My safe word's going to be corn cob.
Corn cob.
I hate corn. So there's no way that Ashley can mistake in that I'm saying it for fun. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, where are you putting the corn cob?
Well, I'm just yelling it.
We all said something.
Corn cob!
The neighbors are going to be like, man, they're really into grilling.
Okay, yeah, just read a few responses.
Nate says, all she can do is do it and stop talking about it. And he says, F word, the FCC. But Kylie says, we are savage. And Craig DeMeester also said, your dad's the best. Thanks for setting that up for him.
Oh, thank you, Mr. DeMeester.
And then someone posted, Chelsea posted the corn cob emoji. Yeah!
Shout out to Gary!
Yeah, my boobs are sensitive, yo.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Gonna get some bubble wrap after this.
All right, next question.
Oh, this is my favorite one. It's from, I can say the A word, can I?
You can say ass, but you can't say ass. Mm.
Yeah, okay. This is from Grown Ass Man.
Love it.
It says, is it weird that my girlfriend still eats Happy Meals when we go to McDonald's?
Now, yes. I'm going to go with...
I want to know how old your girlfriend is first.
Ooh. If your girlfriend's 10, it's not weird. If your girlfriend is over the age of 10...
Over the age of 18. Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, then it's also not weird because it's supposed to be bad advice. So just keep buying her Happy Meals and hopefully she plays with the toys. It's not weird.
Depends on what she's ordering. Like, if she's ordering chicken nuggets, then no, that's very normal.
Yeah,
that is pretty normal.
If you're ordering the burger, then yeah, there's something wrong with it.
Well, and to be fair, why is she ordering them? Is she ordering them because she wants a smaller portion or because she wants the toy?
Both of those answers are totally okay with me.
Can you fit the toy in your beehole?
Can you fit the toy in your mouth? Choking hazard.
I thought we were just kind of like fixating on the beehole today?
I'm always fixated on the beehole.
I don't even...
Leanne says, tell her to grow up or ship her out.
But don't do it until you're at McDonald's and order.
Right? Like, kick her out of the car when you're in the drive-thru. Like, get out of my car.
No, you're at the counter. And then she's like, I will have the chicken nuggies Happy Meal with the Princess Elsa. Done. And then you're just like, done,
leave.
Get out.
You can leave.
Get out. They have Star Wars toys. You got Frozen. Get out.
Yeah. Pick one.
It's like, if she would have ordered the Star Wars toy, though, that's probably how you could probably tell whether or not she was going to be a good girlfriend, though. Like, if she picks the Elsa over the Star Wars, like...
Yes.
Bro, run.
Red pill or the blue pill.
That was my Chewbacca.
That was good. Want to hear my Chewbacca?
Wait. Someone hasn't seen Star Wars.
Okay, here's my Chewbacca.
Sounds like you're gargling mouthwash.
Wait, can you do Chewbacca?
I just did. I already did.
Oh, I didn't hear you. That was better than mine. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't.
Who's the kid with the red feather in his hair?
Rufio. That's not a red
feather. I love you so much because you instantly knew who I was talking about.
That was seriously awesome.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Rufio!
Yeah, that's all I was thinking about. Was Rufio! What's up?
P.S. Robin Williams, it was like the anniversary of his death, like, yesterday, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, the 5 years.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah.
Okay, R.I.P. Robin Williams.
Super depressed now.
We don't talk anything serious on this show. Unless you wear a fake mustache.
That fake mustache was on the butt of my pants for like 2 days. Oh. And someone pointed it out and I was like, it's my mustache ride.
I like it.
I like it a lot. That's slick.
That's so great. Because like, what else do you say when you find out that that has happened to you?
You own it.
Exactly. You're just out here.
You ordered the chicken nuggies.
Order the chicken nuggies.
Is he awake?
Kind of. I don't know. He's annoying me.
You can't both be depressed.
That's what I told him.
That's why you got a puppy.
That's why I told him. I told him yesterday when like he got when we were like driving home and he was just being like all sad and I was like, dude, we both can't have depression. Like one
he's
of
like 3 in the morning, he's passed out, and you're like, wake up, let's go do some hood rat stuff.
And he's just like, no.
He's like, nah, I'm a holy boy. I'm a good boy.
Oh, smitten, y'all.
Where you see me?
Rufio!
He's
anyways,
a lost boy.
Do we have any more questions?
Oh, I do. I totally do.
Oh, alright.
Came prepped.
Let's jam it. Let's jam it out.
It's from Merry-Go-Round.
Merry-Go-Round.
Says, I am a 32-year-old married man. My Mary man.
You're Mary.
My best friend's wife just confessed to having strong feelings for me. I love her too, but I'm scared of ruining the relationship. Please give me advice on what to do.
My advice.
Go for it.
Definitely convince your husband to become a swinger.
Ooh.
My advice is.
I like the idea that he's gay.
Her husband. Or his wife. Whatever.
My advice is.
Figure it out.
Tell her you love her too and then just like have like a secret affair, but don't ever like do it in like a hotel. Strictly keep it to
Island Park,
each other's houses
yeah.
For real.
Each other's houses, and also like always do it when like the husband like might come home
15 minutes from coming home.
Yeah, yeah. No, it gives you more excitement.
Yeah. So just like keep the excitement.
Live on the top floor of your building.
Yeah. Yes. And make sure that there's like no escape route.
This is starting to sound like How to Get a Boyfriend.
Oh, you tell the Hobbit girl to listen.
Hobbit girl, if you're still listening, this is how you get a man. Lock him in a room and just like throw away the key. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's it. Pretend you're like selling like a vintage like Game Boy with like 50 games, and lure him to the house and just
don't let him out.
Yeah, don't use duct tape though, because it burns the skin, and so then you're like gonna be kissing like gross. So just a ball gag is fine. He won't be able to scream or anything. So
I like how this got off topic in the best way.
Yeah,
like I'm scared and aroused.
I'm also all of the above. So, but yeah, that was good. I'm glad that we could we did a double, like whatever I'm trying to say.
Without a more advice for
a double hitter?
Miss Hobbit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Double hitter.
I just feel she needs our help.
She does.
She does.
Wake up.
He's not gonna sleep tonight.
Yes, he is.
He's sleeping like all day. He ain't gonna sleep tonight.
He slept like all day yesterday, and then him and he wouldn't get out of bed this morning. My mom said that puppies sleep a lot.
They do. They're babies. They're literally babies.
I think that's why I have such mixed feelings about you. Wake up! Wake up, radio! Wake up!
Oh my goodness.
Wake up! Anyways, more questions. Let's go. We don't got that much time.
Well, that's good, because I have one more.
Sweet.
And this one, I feel like it's perfect. I feel like every question I got, except for the Hobbit lady, is from guys. So, this one's from I'm Not Mean, I'm Honest. It says, I don't understand how to interact with others. I can attract women using my great looks, but once I start talking to them, they just kind of stop talking to me. I don't think I'm uncomfortable to speak to. I didn't say strange things. I'm not fake, and I say it like it is. I just don't understand what makes me so repulsive.
My advice would be to make sure that before, like, so let's say you're going to go out and you know you're going to go out on a Friday. Don't brush your teeth that week.
Yeah, I was going to say don't shower that week either.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't brush your teeth and don't shower.
Pheromones.
And then the next thing is like, if you see a woman and you think she's attractive, tell her the complete opposite. So like,
nagging.
You're talking about nagging.
Yeah.
So like, if her hair is like really long and pretty, be like, your hair is short and ratty. It's greasy. Maybe even set it on fire. I
like the fake vomit sounds. Just like, oh, sorry, my name is Gary.
I like that.
Yeah.
But would you? I would say like maybe wait till she speaks or something.
Oh yeah.
Like get. Make it more apparent that you're fake vomiting because of her.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, so, like, hey, I'm Gary, what's your name? And I'm like, hey, I'm Katie. There you go.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, sorry, it's just, like, I saw your mouth move and it was disgusting.
I could smell you from here, ma'am.
Yeah. And I think that that's going to really get you in with the ladies. Now, I do just want to point out, though, remember, if, like, none of this works, just fall back to the advice of just locking someone in your room.
Yeah, duct tape.
You know.
Or not duct tape.
Ball gags.
Yeah.
Ball gags.
My advice is to own it. Like, this guy's obviously a jerk. So just own it and make sure that she knows that you're smarter than her.
Yes.
Make sure that she knows that you are pro-life, like, nonstop.
Yes.
Just bring it up every chance you get.
Every second.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I can see your uterus from here, and it better be a home and not a dumpster.
Ooh, I like that one.
That was rough.
Someone is going to use that now. You're going to
like
see that
Kylie
on a
said,
sign.
Savage.
You're going to see that on a sign in front of Planned Parenthood now.
Can you?
I'm sorry. I don't know what comes out of my mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
Improv.
Let her know that and just lord everything over. Be like, I went to college. Are you even educated?
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that.
And be like, make sure, like, that you, I don't care what you went to college for, make sure that she knows that you went to college for business management.
Oh, yeah. Bring up that you just worked out. Doesn't matter. Like I did. I just worked out. I just got out of the gym.
I want you in a suit, but like a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Saying that you just left the gym.
Yeah. And I want you to talk crap about literally every song that comes on, especially if she says that it's her favorite.
You know what? Scratch the tuxedo, put on a tuxedo shirt.
Ooh, and jogging shorts.
Yes. And then I want, I don't want Nikes. Ugh, I want I don't want Pumas. I want Skechers on your feet.
Like dad shoes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah. Like with the Velcro. I want like a 15-year-old Adidas.
I want the Velcro, man.
Oh, I love it. Like nothing sexier than...
Yes. And then what I want you to do too is so like you guys are like at the bar sitting and I want you to just like put your... And then just Velcro.
Power move?
Yeah.
Power move?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. But constantly be fanning your junk.
Fanning your junk.
Whoa, it is a hot one today. Whoa. But and make sure she knows that you have a very northern accent because I hear it's the sexiest one in the world. Oofta.
Oofta.
I did not skip leg day, you know.
Oh, shit, no. Oofta.
Oofta.
How? Am I that bad at accents to the extent that I can't even do a North Dakota accent?
Where you're from.
North Dakota accent. You talk like it already, but like you don't do like the Ole and Lena accentuation of it.
Ole Hannah.
Oh, don't you know?
There you go.
Don't you know, radio?
Someone's just going to skip right past this on their AI. Oh, okay, skip. Yeah, there's nothing sexier than...
My balls are sticking to my kneecaps.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Canefla soup.
Let's go get some canefla. I sound like an old person. I'm supposed to be a sexy tuxedo shirt.
Honestly, that all is super sexy, though.
Skecher wearing guy. I know. We gave great advice to that guy.
We gave super good advice. I seriously, if you already are a jerk, just own it and be a bigger jerk and let her know that you know more than her.
100%.
100 all the time. Because nothing turns girls on more
if
than
if she talks about
dumb.
Her period, be like,
ugh. What?
No. I want you to school her on her own period.
Actually. Yeah. Periods are unnatural and unhealthy.
They attract bears and you should die.
Bears and sharks. The natural land predator in North Dakota.
Exactly. Like, no one should even go out in public if they have their period.
I mean, out in public.
Well, I mean, that's probably true.
For so
many. I'm glad I didn't say it.
Oh, man.
I don't think you're allowed to say
I'm
it.
I'm not allowed to say it.
And that's great that Allie's here for that.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have an opinion on it.
Oh, that would have been terrible. Anyways.
Ugh, gross.
Sick. Periods.
Ugh. You're not pregnant. Disgusting.
Ugh. Uterus is a home.
Not a cemetery.
No!
Ow! Ow!
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh no!
You okay?
You took it! You took it so far! You took what I said and you made it farther!
Down
here, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Oh man,
that was amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was amazing.
That was yeah. You're welcome, everyone. Now you know exactly how to pick up the woman you want.
Yeah, that's what we got from
you. Yeah, 100%. Try it tonight. It's Monday. Go get hammered because everyone likes a weeknight drunk.
Dude, for real.
North Dakota, everyone really does like a weeknight drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still go to Moorhead.
Hey.
Are you from Moorhead?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I live in Moorhead.
Right, I'm not sorry that I said it. I said I'm sorry that
you know, heard
Moorhead
it.
Moorhead sucks.
That you heard it.
I live on the right side of the river. Thank you very much.
Right side.
You mean Little Fargo?
You mean...
Pew. Little Fargo is like West Fargo.
I live in West Fargo.
Yeah, well, sorry.
All right, well, I'm not able to find the... I'm not able to find it.
The foghorn?
Someone wants to know if your dog's nickname can be Nikki FM. Chelsea asks. No.
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 Mouth on.
We vote no.
Yeah. Lips on the microphone.
But.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
But I would just like to point out that I love Chelsea, though. So, I'm sorry.
Man, we're gonna get asked to just not exist anymore.
So we're actually gonna put that on for the live. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a little dance party for our last like 30 seconds after Gary goes ahead and reads
something
from the book.
Let's see. This one just got red, so I'm gonna go front. Ooh, my favorite as usual.
How do you want to sit? You just play on
I want to sit right here.
Play on the ground.
I don't want to play on the ground.
Fine.
Okay. This hour of music on KRFF 95.9 LPFM is being underwritten by Orange Records. Orange Records offers a variety of new and used music on vinyl and CD, as well as a large selection of posters, DVDs, and much more. Orange Records is located at 641 First Avenue North in downtown Fargo and is open 7 days a week. Search Orange Records Fargo on Facebook for updates on new arrivals, which I do daily.
Woo woo! All right, so hey, live radio, thank you so much for listening. If you keep listening, you'll hear the last of our song or whatever. So everyone say bye, stay weird, be brilliant, and everyone, if you see my dog, be nice to it or I'll punch you. Guys, want to say bye?
I love you all.
Keep it on live, because you're about to hear the best song that's ever been invented, ever.
Is terrible.
We're going to knock.